T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go into the fun one. The 5 o'clock folly is the most heavily commuted and as a result most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. 5 o'clock follies are now underway, the Monday edition. Great to have you here. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone and use the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Number 800-347-1063 is that number. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line also available to you. And that number 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. Hard to believe it's already on top of us, but this weekend, 1063 and Jeff Lynch Furniture invite you to help keep America great. It is our Rock the Red USA event. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites here in Greenville, and an outstanding array of speakers will be there, including my next guest. He is John DeLemme. He is the founder of Business Owners for Trump and the Conservative Business Journal. Those of you who watch Fox Business News may have seen his appearance on Varney and Company as one of the most viewed videos. John, welcome to the program. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me as a guest today on your awesome show, Bob. And I'm excited to meet you face-to-face at Rock the Red in Greenville, South Carolina.
Hard to believe we are right on top of that. It's going to be packed with best-selling, world-renowned speakers, including you, John. And, you know, I'm amazed when I watch all the commercials for the Democrat pretenders who are vying for the title of being the designated victim in November of 2020. I hear Tom Steyer, we have to beat Trump on the economy. And little Mikey Doomberg is out there talking about his great successes as mayor of New York, telling everybody how much soda they can consume. It's amazing, you know, when they actually want to bring up the economy as an issue they want to talk about. This seems to me to be an invitation to disaster, John.
I mean, and it's interesting too when you bring up the Doomberg, you know, the two billionaires, the two white elderly billionaires,
right?
Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. You know, I know it's white old men and racist, but obviously,
but not these guys, right? Yeah,
not them, and not that. You know, you look at, and the best part about it, they're not even in the running, you know, for the highest polling numbers. You have, I mean, let's be realistic. You know, we're going to have a great event. Talk about Rock the Red going into, I mean, the Democratic delusional socialist, you know, tomorrow's, there's really no Democratic Party left, Bob. I always say,
yeah,
you know, there's no, it's a leftist anti-American socialism. Socialism is steals opportunities, you know, and I love being in Greenville, South Carolina. You know, obviously as the founder of the Conservative Business Journal, we are the conservative values that this country was founded on. People go, how does it happen? How does an AOC, how does a Omar get in office? Because conservatives step down when we have to stand up and be vocal and be and voice the facts. You know, there's opinions and there's facts.
Yes.
And there's no social, I mean, there's no Democrats left. I mean, tomorrow night, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and then Mayor Pete. I mean, Pussy's dog has more experience in running political affairs and more knowledgeable because Prussy is a brilliant man who's the host of Rock the Red. His dog knows more about how to run the country because of Presley being in the Navy for 30-plus years. Mayor Pete, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, it's clueless. But once again, they're in there. I mean, that's the sad fact is they're in there. People always say, how does it happen? You know, and I did a quick video today promoting Rock the Red, and I talked about two solutions to counterattack the crazy liberals, the crazy socialists, is live events and facts. You've got to be around people. You know, social media is great, but staying by yourself behind a computer and a hashtag and a posting doesn't give you the encouragement and empowerment to be around like-minded people from all backgrounds. That's why Rock the Red is going to be a phenomenal. You know, we are privileged to be White House Press approved media for Conservative Business Journal. And we were in the press pit here at Sunrise at the rally. And it's amazing to see in Broward County. I'm obviously my accent. I'm born and raised in New York originally.
Yeah.
But I live in West Palm Beach, Florida. Broward County, which is the most corrupt county in the entire country for politics. President Trump did a rally at the BB&T Center. 22,000 people, standing room only. We were in the press pit. And you look around, and the amount of encouragement and empowerment you get by being around people. And that's why the economy, and this week the sanctions, you know, phase one goes into play with China.
Right.
With the impeachment happening in the Senate this week, the hearings, quote unquote, the trial, which is just a complete joke. You got the impeachment, and then you got the sanctions taking place. The economy has never been like this. For all of you listening to this, look, the economy, we've never experienced a 29,000 DGIA ever. This has never happened before.
Yeah, this is
so, it's so important.
This is definitely virgin territory, and it's amazing to watch the Democrats want to talk about universal health care, the Green New Deal. These are the way to dusty death for the American economy.
I mean, you got to laugh. That's why I'm excited about the event this weekend, because it's a comedy show. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, come on, can you imagine Bernie Sanders dealing with Iran?
That's a terrifying prospect that you propose, John.
Can you imagine even, I always say this to everybody, can you imagine Bernie Sanders checking out with you at your grocery store, dealing with, even talking to a cashier? Like, the guy would take your money. He's a raving socialist.
Yep.
He wants to take, and he flies on private jets. They are the most ridiculous people I've ever seen in my life. You know, I come from, as obviously my last name, Delamy, from New York. My family all came from Italy. I have a strong heritage of immigrants. Came from Ellis Island. I was the first one to get a college degree in my family. My grandfather opened up an art gallery, and when he was 66. Today, my mom turns 89 years young. She's a massive Trump supporter. My dad's going to be 90 in February. They love America. I was born and raised in a hardworking, 7-day-a-week family, a very conservative family. We went to church every Sunday.
Right.
We gave every Sunday to our church. We worked really hard. My grandfather saved, he was 66, Bob, opened his first business when he was 66, and he worked their tail off to save to be able to put me through college.
Right.
And I'm saying this to all of you listening. This isn't a game out there right now. If we give them a millimeter, and that's the problem with a lot of the rhinos. You know, that's why I founded the Conservative Business Journal, not the Trump Business Journal, and not the Republican Business Journal.
Right.
Because in November, they're going to lose their mind, the liberals.
Yeah.
When he wins in a landslide, it's going to be an all-out nuclear attack upon conservatives.
And you know,
it's going to be a war.
We're talking with John DeLemme, who is the founder of, as he said, Conservative Business Journal, and is also the leader of Business Owners for Trump. There's so many great American success stories that are the result of capitalism, which has created more fortunes, more successful families, more success stories than any other system in the history of the planet. And yet, you got crazy commie Bernie and the rest of these occupants of the Democrat presidential contender clown car out there. What? They want to turn America into Venezuela? Doomberg the other day citing California as the role model for the rest of America. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's have homeless people pooping on all the sidewalks in America and discarded needles from the drug addicts. Let's spread that all across America. What kind of message can they possibly think is going to be appealing to the mainstream of America voters?
You know, I said to someone earlier today, I said, you know, let's just take what Adam Schiff has done in his district.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take what Nancy Pelosi has done in their district, and let's take that on a national scale.
Right.
But I'm excited because rumors are flying that Dr. Drew Pinsky may run for the same, because he lives in a district Adam Schiff actually is over. I mean, let's.
Oh, boy.
Can we invest a minute or two, Bob, about that complete nut job? You know, I'm
sure.
54 years. I'm 54 years young. I've never had a job. I've always built businesses, coming from that entrepreneur family background. This guy's a nut job. I mean, Schiff reading the transcript. I had an opportunity of having a conversation with Jim Jordan at the Statesman Dinner here in South Florida.
What a great guy he is. He was down here for an event we had recently as well, back in September. He's one of the heroes of standing up against this bogus impeachment.
Yeah, and that's why we're excited to have Doug Collins out this weekend at Rock
You bet.
Red. And I said to Jim, I said, Jim, now your buddies with Nunes, I said, how did he sit there on camera and this nut job say seven times, let me ask you to do a favor. All of you listening to this, this isn't a game. The deep state, President Trump, now we're blessed. We live 10 minutes from West Palm Beach. We live in West Palm Beach, live 10 minutes from Mar-a-Lago. Actually, the gym I work out at is where all the Secret Service guys work out at. So we're privy to be in one of the most liberal cities and counties in America, Palm Beach County.
Right.
And we live in the same district as Trump. So we've been to numerous events, and we're very heavily involved. Everyone mentions dilemmas. They know business owners for Trump, Conservative Business Journal, all that stuff. And it's amazing to realize that Trump, and I wrote my first book I wrote was 10 Life Lessons on How to Find Your Why and Achieve Ultimate Success. It was published literally 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump has found his purpose. He's early 70s. He's the only president who looks younger now, 3 years in, than he did when he took office. He gets paid $1 every quarter,
right.
Donates his salary. He absolutely loves America because years ago here in Palm Beach, when he would not take down the big flag, my wife and I were very involved in writing letters to the city of Palm Beach and the county of Palm Beach about let the flag fly. So President Trump, for all of you listening, you know, everybody should realize he loves each and every one of you as an individual. You know, my wife's family is from Tennessee, and I'll tell you one quick story, and I'll throw it back to you. I know we're a time-sensitive interview. My wife comes from my mother-in-law is working at a factory for 20-plus years. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's the closest airport. It's in Union City. The closest airport is Memphis and Nashville, 2.5 to 3 hour drive out there.
Right.
We were just there for Christmas through New Year's. We stayed at a brand new hotel that just opened 6 months ago. Under Obama, I don't even call him Obama, under Obama, he would when he gave all the business overseas, all the factories closed. I have to say this for all of you listening. Every single person in my wife's family, well, obviously my family, but we're married close to 20 years, together 20 years, my wife and I, everyone's working. That's America. And my brother-in-law walks around. He looks like a guy from Duck Dynasty. He looks awesome. He wears a Trump shirt everywhere he goes because everybody's working. That's America. And all of you listening, if you don't come out to, especially those of you listening locally, if you don't get out of your comfort zone, get out to the embassy suites, get around people like Bob and get around people like Presley and obviously the former director of ICE, Tom Homan, and Doug Collins and Jeff Duncan, and I'm humble to say myself, all the influencers, that you will feel encouraged and empowered to then take the facts you're going to learn.
You bet.
The facts you're going to learn, and then have a conversation with people. Like I tell people, look, before you start screaming at me about Trump, give me all your equity in your home that you've earned in the last 3 years, and your stocks. Give me all your money first, and then we have a conversation.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, he's taken out two of the most deadliest terrorists in the world, Baghdadi and Soleimani. I said, you guys got to be just a nut job. But it's biblical warfare. I mean, I'm a very strong Christian man. It is a biblical war. And I talk about people, mercy and grace is great, but there's also King David, who took the neck of Goliath off and brought it back to other giants going, look, then that's really Trump's art of the deal. That's what he's doing. Like, look, this is what I did to them. Look. If you do anything more, I'm going to do it to you. If you read, you know, the story of David and Goliath, which is one of the main pieces of artwork I have in my office here, I'm looking at literally, that's what David did. He took the head back to the guys and said, look, this is what we're doing. See,
and look at what's going on now in Iran in the wake of taking out Soleimani. The demonstrators over there want to take out the mullahs in Tehran.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing. So, well, look,
they're against America. I mean, there's no Democratic Party left. Together, I don't, like this weekend when I speak, I won't reference them. as Democrats. They're not Democrats. They
no.
don't. Democrats actually wear American flags. I mean, I was writing. I've written about 7 or 9 articles for La Gazette, which is an online, you know, one of the top conservative. But just to tell you my stance, like the Democratic debates tomorrow, I've written for every Democratic debate on communication skills and presentation and what they can do to they're horrible. I'm not even writing tomorrow night, Bob, because I'm like, you know what? I can't watch it to write it.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
It's very.
It turns your stomach. You know, you're right. There is no Democrat Party anymore. It is the socialist, progressive, Marxist Democrat Party. And if you want to have your fire reignited, you want to be educated and motivated and activated for the November 2020 election, you need to come out to this event. You'll hear great speakers like John DeLimmie. You'll hear Doug Collins deliver the keynote address. I'll be speaking there. All the topics that are important to you: immigration, the economy, gun control, radical Islam, government corruption, media bias, foreign relations. The list goes on. And there is a murderer's row. This is like the 29 Yankees who are going to be here in town this weekend, John. And we look forward to you being here as well.
Well, I'm excited, Bob, and thank you for all you've done to promote the event. I know I'm really close to press. We appreciate what you've done, your station has done, because that's what we have to get, the grassroots. We have to keep Carolina red.
Yep.
We have to keep the state red.
It's going to be a great event. John, when are you going to be speaking at the event, John? I don't have the list in front of me.
I believe I'll be speaking Saturday I think right before lunch, I think 11:45, something like that.
Great. And I'm going to be speaking Sunday about the same time frame. We look forward to having you here, John. It's going to be a great event.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your time. Appreciate all you do. And let's keep America great and hammer the socialists.
You bet. God bless, John. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's going to be a great event. To learn more, it's coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Embassy Suites in Greenville. Tickets and more information available at RockTheRedUSA.com. That's RockTheRedUSA.com. And thanks to our friends at Jeff Lynch Furniture for co-sponsoring the event. It's going to be great, and I'm looking forward to speaking there. 5:22 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along as the sun sinks slowly over the western horizon. Not that we saw that much of it to begin with today. 5:29, let me quickly get to Bob in here. He is in Hickory Tavern. Hi, Bob, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I just turned you on, and coincidentally, the gentleman who says he was born in Broward County, Florida. I was born in Broward County, Florida in the 1930s, a one-party state. Very corrupt. Today, the voting machine in Broward County is run by retired city employees of the New York City. That is the home of the hanging tag from the era.
Yeah, the famous hanging chads. Who can forget those? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Actually, John DeLemme, my last guest, was born in New York, which is coincidental, but lives now in Broward County. And yeah, you talk about back in the day, Bob, it was a one-party state. They still try and make Broward County a one-party county, at least.
Oh, it basically is. It's mostly New Yorkers, native Floridians of the left.
Yeah. And you can understand why.
Most of the New York retirees can vote twice. They vote in New York as an absentee ballot and then go to the polls in Fort Lauderdale.
the good old-fashioned Democrat machine is alive and well, right?
Right.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Bob. Good to have you along today. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is under the weather today, so Matthew is in the news center. Right back on the other side. When we come back here on the Bobby Mac Show in the 5 o'clock follies, I mentioned Judicial Watch has now found 2.5 million ineligible registered voters. They are planning to sue 19 counties, all of which have Democrat control. That and more is on the way here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday. I'm liking it. It's 5:38, and it's not totally stone dark.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's a good move. What, are we picking up a minute a day now? So we head for the end of DST and the return of daylight savings time, with the exception of the losing an hour of sleep when we spring forward. Worth it. To me, I'll be happy to see the return of DST. And I wish that the good old boys in Columbia would get off their duffs and pass some legislation down there, putting on us on DST all the time. That would be nice. In on the text line, 71307. Bob, I see that Cory Booker has dropped out of the 2020 Democrat running in the presidential race. So Spartacus is now done-acus, or as we have begun referring to him here on the Bobby Mac Show, he is now Departicus. he's out of here. Bobby, will there be any types of podcast of speeches, videos on YouTube, anything, after Rock the Red USA wraps up? Impossible for me to attend. Thanks from D in Greenville. I'm sure those will be available. I will be speaking, I believe my time is around 11:45 on Sunday. I'm sure there'll be a full list available of all the speakers as we get nearer to the event itself, beginning on Friday. And by the way, I'm going to be over at Embassy Suites and doing my show live from there on Friday for the opening ceremonies of Rock the Red USA. And some of the speakers are going to be coming into town a little bit early and probably will be guesting with me on the show on Friday. By the way, before I forget it, I wanted to make mention of something else that happened over the weekend during the NFL playoffs. And that is the announcement by the National Football League Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, that two new members will be inducted this year from the coaching ranks. They are Jimmy Johnson. How about them Cowboys? And Bill Cowher, Super Bowl winning coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team still close to my heart from my time in Pittsburgh as I was there when the Steelers won their first Super Bowl. And I don't know. I'm rethinking maybe now with Ron Rivera being announced as the new head coach of the Cowboys, of the Redskins. Freudian slip. I was thinking about Jimmy Johnson and the Cowboys. With Ron Rivera being hired as a coach of the Redskins, they were my first team to root for because I grew up in the Washington suburbs. We'll see. I still have it in for Dan Schneider, the owner of the Redskins. We'll see. I wish him the best. In on the text line, Bobby, finally, the mask is coming off the Democrats. That's going to be one of the things that I'll be talking about at the Rock the Red USA convention. The bias in media and how now there are so many more conservative websites available. Talk radio hosts who are conservative, myself, Tara, Mark Levin, Rush, all the rest. So at least now they're not getting away with it with impunity. Bobby, my ignorance knows no boundaries when it comes to Middle East oil. I heard we are self-sufficient and we don't need OPEC and their oil pricing. Well, when the Iranian general, Soleimani, was killed, the gas prices here rose 20 cents and the Dems were afraid of Iran holding back oil. The question is, are we or are we not self-sufficient in oil? Yeah, we are. But that doesn't mean that there's not going to be some price gouging when the political situation presents the opportunity. Bobby, I've been waiting on this opportunity for a long time. We should use the upcoming Democrat primary to our advantage and go all out and vote for Tulsi Gabbard. Touche. As I mentioned earlier in the program, I'm kind of keeping my powder dry on that because I want to wait and see what is going to be the most effective operation to gear up. And to do that, we need to see what happens in the Hawkeye Caucus, that is the Iowa caucuses, as El Rushbo calls them, and the New Hampshire primary to know where we can be the most effective. Okay? Bobby, if you ever wondered whether A.T. Smith thought he was part of the elitist group, well, there's no guessing anymore. There's an ad out with a picture of Hobart Lewis working in a ditch underneath the house for his air conditioning business. And then the picture next to it is A.T. Smith in the Situation Room in the White House. And the caption is, which one of these do you want for your sheriff? Personally, I'd rather have a man that will get his hands dirty and do the actual work than someone sitting there watching someone else do the work. Gotcha. Bobby, it upsets me how an out-of-touch moron like Michael Doomberg, what is it Trump calls Doomberg? Mini Mike? So somewhat vertically challenged. How an out-of-touch moron like Bloomberg can have all these billions. Did he do it like Ted Kennedy, the old-fashioned way? He inherited it. Bobby, California as the standard for the rest of America, says Doomberg. Yeah, because everyone knows discarded needles on the ground and homeless people defecating on sidewalks are so beneficial for our communities. Doomberg is a complete and total moron. About the texter who said they were having trouble getting Alexa to play 106.3, how about we just walk over and turn the radio on ourselves? People are getting just too damn lazy. Now, Bobby, please don't encourage Yankees to live here. Oh. Laugh out loud. Hey, Bobby, Meemaw told Alexa something not repeatable for air. She then tossed it in the yard and used it for target practice. Gotcha. 5:45, quarter before 6 on the Bobby Mack Show. When we come back, a judicial watch discovering a lot of dead Americans who may have voted Republican when they were alive, now voting Democrat now that they're dead. Be right back. Pretty outstanding bass line. 5:52 now, 8 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. As I mentioned before we went to the break, Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch, the folks at Judicial Watch have done yeoman-like work in digging up much of the background on what the Democrats were up to, not only in the lead-up to the Mueller investigation, the lying and corruption and collusion by the FBI and DOJ with the FISA court, but going forward as well with the bogus impeachment charges against President Trump. Well, Judicial Watch, the D.C.-based citizens watchdog group, pretty much the national leader when it comes to enforcing the National Voters Registration Act, which requires states and counties to take reasonable steps to clean their voting rolls by removing ineligible voters, that is, voters who have moved or who have died. 2018, you may remember, the Supreme Court upheld a massive voter roll cleanup that resulted from a Judicial Watch settlement of a federal lawsuit with the Buckeye State. In 2019, California also settled a similar lawsuit with Judicial Watch, and they began removing up to 1.5 million so-called inactive names from the L.A. County voting rolls. And also in 2019, Kentucky began a cleanup of up to 250,000 names after they entered into a consent decree to end another Judicial Watch lawsuit. Well, here is the latest analysis of data released by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission earlier this year, in the first part of 2020. There are 378 counties nationwide with registration rates of more than 100%. Altogether, those counties have 2.5 million more registered voters than they have citizens living there who are old enough to vote. San Diego County has one of the highest registration rates in the U.S., with a registration rate of 117%. If you've heard people say, you know, you hear athletes talking about they're going to give a 110% effort, there can't be more than a 100% effort. Well, in the same line of thinking, you can't have 117% voter registration rate. And this was even after the county had removed 500,000 inactive names from the voter rolls after Judicial Watch reached a settlement with L.A. County. Judicial Watch also found major voting list issues in California, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia, and Colorado. Tom Fitton, who is the president of Judicial Watch, said, "Dirty voting rolls can mean dirty elections, and Judicial Watch will insist in court, if necessary, that states follow federal law and clean up their voting rolls. Previous Judicial Watch lawsuits have already led to major cleanups in California, Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio, but more needs to be done. It is common sense that voters who die or moved away must be removed from the voting rolls." January 20th of this year, JW sent notice of violation letters to 19 large counties in 5 states that they plan to sue unless those jurisdictions take steps to comply with the law and remove ineligible voter registrations within 90 days. In the letters, Judicial Watch explains that implausibly high registration rates raise legal concerns. An unusually high registration rate suggests that a jurisdiction is not removing voters who have died or have moved elsewhere, as is required by federal law. In North Carolina, Guilford County, that's Greensboro, with the exception of 2000, Guilford County has voted Democratic in every presidential election since 1992. Mecklenburg County, that is Charlotte, with the exception of 2000, Mecklenburg County has voted Democrat in every presidential election since 1996. Fairfax County, Virginia has voted Democrat in every presidential election since 2004. In 2016, by a huge margin of 64% for Hillary. All of these are counties where they have more people registered to vote than they have eligible voters who live there. So, kudos to Judicial Watch for trying to clean this all up, or at least make an effort in that regard between now and November. Got to take a break for the news. Back with a bonus hour next here on The Bobby Mack Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.